What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Welcome aboard, Scott. I know you're out there in Washington, D.C., in the trenches, standing in the gap, doing whatever it is that God has given you the grace to do with people that are part of the support group for the Trump team. Let's open it in prayer, please. This is Michael J. This is Shell Games. We're standing in the gap here on Revolution Radio Studio B. Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My name is Michael J. I'm grateful that Mitchell Bupp is handling the board. Welcome aboard, Scott. How's it all going right, back there on the right coast?
It's going good. I'm running around. We're doing a lot of stuff, so I only have some limited time, but I wanted to give you a report. I'm going to be bringing on one of the analysts that we've been working with that has done some extraordinary work in revealing the secret meetings and Zoom calls and video that we have. That shows the conspiracy and the collaboration between people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez getting on Zoom calls and encouraging treason, Chuck Schumer getting on Zoom calls and encouraging treason, encouraging federal officers, federal workers in the government, in the senior executive service and elsewhere, these far-left communist pieces of shit that get up there and start talking about slow-dragging their feet and blocking the president, as well as participating in all sorts of disruptive activities. I'm going to be bringing on the analyst who is really the pioneer who has penetrated this technology that sneaks into their meetings and exploits them and copies all of the material and downloads it. So we've got them by the short hairs. We've got them right in a position to be prosecuted and exposed. And it's remarkable the material that we've seen and recovered. I've been working, and I can't disclose too much because it's still a work in progress. I'm still out here in Washington D.C. I don't know when I'm going to be back. As far as I'm concerned, the Civil War, the Revolution, the Revival, whenever you want to call it, has already started. I may be here indefinitely. Standby. So there's a lot of stuff going on. The overall synopsis is that they're probably not going to do a traditional election. They're going to be pretending that they are, but at the last minute, they're going to go one state, one vote, and they're also going to remove Biden and remove Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is not legally equipped to be president or vice president because she has foreign-born parents. You can't be president if you were born here, but your parents were not. You have to have American citizen parents to be president. We've had lawyers going over this. Kamala Harris is disqualified. Joe Biden will be disqualified because of his mental deterioration, but that was never part of the plan. This is a conspiracy collaboration between the AFL-CIO, Sunrise, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, a whole consortium of the dregs of society that really is preparing to do an attempted communist overthrow of the nation. So we're seeing this. We're seeing material from people who've been in high levels of the technology and cryptology and know where all of these things point. We also know that this has been a long time coming. They were experimenting with the technology, the algorithmic manipulation of votes, dating back to 1999, 2000. It's astounding, the stuff that you see. John McCain was part of this. Mitt Romney was part of this. Mitt Romney knew he was going to lose. John McCain knew he was going to lose. It was intended that way, and now they've done this in the president situation. So, quite frankly, Mike, we've been – you know me. You know my temperament. I'm a pit bull. I don't care what tree is holding the rubber tire. My instincts are just to go and latch on to whatever rubber tire I take and break that son of a bitch down. I don't care who's holding it up. So we're running as fast as we can. We're going across lanes. We're doing all sorts of stuff. There are multiple teams out here. I won't go into names and such, but suffice it to say, we're doing extraordinary work. So let me bring on right now the gentleman who I'm not going to name his name, I'm going to keep it anonymous, but he's sitting here with me, and we have been working as part of our team. And I'm going to let him talk about everything that he's done, that he knows, and introduce himself with whatever term he wants to use. So I'm going to hand it over to him. Go ahead.
Hi there. Without introducing my name, I'd like to speak about some of the organizing that's been happening on the far left with all this. And it's been planned for a very long time between multiple factions throughout society. And it's been very comprehensive. We've had people out of DOD like Margaret Steffen organize people and teach their nonviolent regime change. But even though it's nonviolent, it's still tactics of regime change we've installed in other countries. And all of this predicates very, very similar, and I've had express confirmation of what they're doing is of the Spanish Civil War once again. They're replicating it from everything from the affinity groups that they organize with to the different factions of society tearing this country apart. So if you take specific attention to how the socialists and the anarchists formed together in the Spanish Civil War, that's no question that's happening now. How every the country was divided, it's no question what that's happening now. It's all by design.
Yeah, and Mike, if you want to jump in with any questions, you know, you can go ahead. But it's pretty powerful. I'm gonna let you talk a little bit about the meetings that you've sat in on and the videotapes that you've seen. What are some of the people that have been participating in these meetings that people know? I mentioned Ocasio-Cortez and Chuck Schumer. What are some of the people that you've seen, some of the things that you've heard that have been striking to you?
Well, those are leaders of parts of the factions of that. At the center of it is people like Patrick Young with the unions. It's DOD people that we have, like Marian Steffen. This is very serious. The purging we are seeing right now out of our Department of Defense, that's not a mistake. Trump is getting rid of these people who have been planning some very bad things for a long time now.
So there's been people inside, Mike, that have been part of the Department of Defense, that have been, of course, part of these other agencies that have been undermining the president, the technology and the votes, the vote manipulations and stuff. This has been part of a decades-long operation. And you know, Trump is discovering it now, and we've been meeting with some, you know, people, some different ambassadors in D.C. We've got all this stuff going to POTUS, Sidney Powell, you know, we've been interfacing with. We've been interfacing with others, the Flynn people. So it's remarkable. Everybody knows what's happening. Some of the commentary, of course, is what are they going to do? What else are they going to do? And I think people need to be prepared for turning off entirely their media, even including Fox News, even including, you know, Tucker Carlson to a certain extent. These people are sort of getting intoxicated with a lot of the bloodlust and the feeding frenzy that's out there. And that needs to be sort of set aside. People need to be prepared for, number one, the revelations that are coming about the mass manipulation of the votes, of the technology, and then two, the exposure of people in government and you know, the military that have been involved with this. The affidavits that I've seen are remarkable because they establish essentially that you know, these people have been guilty of treason. So, Mike, I'll let you answer or ask any questions you have of our analyst here. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm amazed that a lot of these things are coming to the surface, because it seems that they are brought to the surface now in ways where there's much more scrutiny than there has been in the past. And we're looking at the American people finding out how important individuals are, because it is individuals that have been resisting the coercion about forced certification of votes, as in Pennsylvania and in other places, and facing threats and things like this, that this kind of corruption is designed to demoralize all Americans, because this kind of corruption is about a secret cabal. Secret cabal, highly organized and highly integrated with the help of the media and with the help of the leftists that, as this brother said, this has been in the works for decades now. And now it seems is the final push. And yet now it seems many, many more Americans are standing up, standing in the gap, shining a light and saying, no, we are not going to tolerate the destruction of our country. So I'm wondering if you guys are interfacing with people in positions in police departments and in the military, because these people have, you know, a right and a duty with respect to arms and defending. Do we have a sense that the people in the military are also understanding the necessity for Pentagon purges and changing the Secretary of Defense? Is this something that people are beginning to wake up with and realize that it's our job to encourage? It's our job to encourage people that we know in the police departments, in the sheriff's departments, and in the military to start taking a position instead of going along with this huge deception operation. Over to you.
Yes, we've been kicking and screaming, trying to get people to look at this. There are some very high-level people that are working on what we've been able to uncover, but it's been a huge struggle, and a lot of the people that that are just now at the high levels just now getting this are amazed and like freaked out that this has gone so long without their attention being drawn to it.
And you know, Mike, just for the sake of record, in case anything, you know, happens mysteriously, I think it's important for these records anonymously to be shared to protect the identities of people. But some of the substance that we've sent up so far
needs to be given full transparency and known. And I'm going to read a couple of the excerpts here. Some of the declarations have included language like the following. In 1999, about 25 attendees, including, I'm going to keep the name out, including me, were debriefed, including Dunsford, that's in General Dunsford, Hayden, as in Michael Hayden, McCain, as in John McCain, Clinton staffers, Brennan, as in John Brennan, and Cuthbertson, another general, with Mueller, as in the Mueller investigation attorney, another unidentified brass and First Sergeant Gonzalez called Speedy. At this meeting, McCain discussed the, quote, future and the, quote, new millennium, which included issues with paper punch holes in deployment, and discussed how the agency was sourcing the right software to ensure that elections were secure in the future. It was discussed to buy small developers and develop it right with China and with the EU's assistance. I was tasked to be the, quote, localizer of the actual products. Kuwait was the initial deployment to test and compete for Brennan's company that was to be built out to collect, compile, analyze the data needed to secure elections in other nations. At that point, I raised the question of the integrity of elections. My question was, aren't the people supposed to be voting themselves? McCain's response was, quote, we can't have people voting for their leaders, period. We need to make sure that nations are in the right hands, period, unquote. I felt like I was the only one there who felt uncomfortable with McCain's speech, basically telling us that people were too stupid to elect their own leaders. The Kuwait deployment was the predecessor of the Fallujah election, as the same software was used. Private contractors were employed. Brennan briefed the group on how to manipulate people to embrace new tech electronic voting machines by pushing anonymity after the localizer identified key issues and dynamics. The project was called Project Reins. No one told me this was classified information, nor was anything ever marked classified. In 2008, Obama and McCain fixed the election. McCain knew he was going to lose from this manipulation. It was fixed. I was overseeing some of the operations, especially those concerning Charles Black. The Obama and McCain race was fixed to test if the technology and strategy by McCain could compete with social media outlets. They had already pre-planned who would win. Robert Bauer had drafted the legal framework for it, dependent on GSG, Brennan, to deliver with social media, which was the proof of concept. Dennis Blair was also briefed and assured the success of the project by helping to deploy the ShadowNet. Now, ShadowNet, Mike, I'll augment this, is a computer network system that was designed in large part by Patrick Berge, who has done an affidavit as well, in which the whole computer technology systems of the Internet and various other elements were designed and engineered for psychological operations purposes in theater, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. So we designed the ShadowNet in Special Operations Command, MacDill Air Force Base, and elsewhere. And this was deployed and weaponized for foreign wars. However, this was all turned against the United States because the technology developed in ShadowNet was harnessed by a General Jones who has a company called Dynology. And General Jones and Dynology and General Jones's son have basically stolen this technology that was developed for war purposes and utilized it in American election purposes as well as other country elections. So General Jones and Dynology and other people like Paul Manafort, who's connected to this, and John McCain, who's connected to this, Patrick Berge has done a very good affidavit describing this, and he's also been on Millie Weaver's program. Millie Weaver has been extremely helpful and valuable in setting all of this up, and she is going to be coming out with reports about this very soon. A lot of it's been hush-hush, and it has to be, and I can't talk about everything, but I just wanted to add that ShadowNet and Patrick Berge, who is a former psychological operations guy who worked in the same areas that I did, has done incredible work. So I'll continue. Dynology helped John McCain collect data and deploy to compare, contrast, and compile data compared to that and merged that of the Obama campaign. The RNC was in on it via John McCain. Hence, Dynology had access to the RNC, otherwise known as the Republican National Committee, and the McCain campaign. The purpose was to fine-tune the predictive analytics coupled with all the data they were able to collect through various FBI contracts. Robert Cuthbertson was able to obtain and secure such data for both the CIA and the FBI. McCain's purpose was to hide metric data collection that he would feel that he would feed, pardon me, that he would feed to the Obama campaign, as well as to set a precedent for the acceptance of results, quote unquote. Facebook's partnership began at that point with a predecessor of Cambridge Analytica, whose name I do not recall, that was based out of the United Kingdom. That most likely was a company that I worked with as well, called Oxford Intelligence, associated with MI5 and MI6, but that's another report. At this time, I could not successfully report to my authority, and I was transitioning. In 2011, preliminary to 2012 election, I provided a Georgia address in writing, Patrick Byrne and Joe Flynn, which was the location where the cycle testing of the machines was done, but also testing latency between script, push, and reporting to ensure that live updates did not capture vote block allocations that were needed to ensure efficiency of algorithm, battery life, latency, ballot counters, optical scanners, and digital slate. None of this information was marked classified at any time. Romney knew he was going to lose. A foreign entity created code and algorithm built by a Soros-owned company, Smartmatic, Smart Cities, SOE Software, was then fine-tuned by China via a French contractor, Safran, which also subcontracts to Papillon AO, which is GRU Link, meaning GRU, Russian Intelligence Services Link. I have personal knowledge that General Hayden was the running point for Brennan. Brennan was supposed to come through with fixing the election and pushing the election software before being appointed. It was the deal, quote unquote. I was operating under the supervision of the president, the CIA director, the head of election crimes of the DOJ, Pilger, P-I-L-G-U-R, remember that name, and others. At that time, they had already planned to remove and box Robert Gates, who wanted more skin and refused to relinquish pooled control. Gates was removed and replaced by Panetta. Panetta was moved to ensure that the DO, that the Department of Defense would ignore that products of foreign defense deployed on U.S. soil as tools of, quote, election ushering that were being deployed. I have personal knowledge that Romney knew he was going to lose because he colluded to prearrange the loss, but hoped the mission would fail to solidify. Brennan reassured Obama that he was confident the software would work and would move the election in favor of Obama. Romney wasn't on board, but he knew that the software was going to be used. He knew as his indirect investments into the election machinery was a problem, and the knowledge of actions was used as leverage for that deal, and the purpose of the 2012 election was not to choose a president, but to test drive the new software. There were about 30 to 42 intelligence community employees from various agencies that assisted in the deployment of the Cypher Key, what you need to access the trapdoor across four time zones. This was executed out of a location in Alexandria, Virginia, that Brennan owned, quote-unquote, a property his wife surely managed under the cloak portfolios he has. The 2012 election was fixed. McCain had fail-safes if anyone was successful in altering their desired outcome. During that time, Petraeus was moved into the position of CIA director after Morrell created the landscape to capture insurance. Both Chinese and Pakistani ISI operatives had been involved in monitoring, auditing, and ensuring the software deployment was ushered in real time. There is important background information to consider. JL may be able to provide more information as to what Petraeus was actually trying to do. Morrell primed and then Morrell cleaned up. He was the one who mitigated all that refused to cooperate as Benghazi was being planned in 2011 when Ambassador Stevens first arrived in Libya via Greece. I have personal knowledge of that operation and how Morrell was working with the UN to orchestrate it. Morrell was a point of contact that Hillary Rodham Clinton brought in to buffer the intelligence community concerns that the UN had with timing on the deployment of the North American Union. 2016 election. President Trump successfully won fairly. I observed that no script deployments or stalls occurred in 2016. This was because physical mitigation was in place since Owen used the same location of deployment. Network and power were disrupted during the tally, which disallowed them access remotely to the election machines. I have personal knowledge of the physical actions taken to ensure disruption of their communications. It is considered that mitigation may have been in place by another group to assist in hindering deployment on the DHS side, which is not confirmed by personal knowledge, but the Secretary of State of Georgia alleged in 2016 that the elections were compromised because they detected a hacker. It turned out it was not the Russians. The hacker was determined to be Department of Homeland Security, a DHS IP address. That's very huge to remember, Mike. The hacker was determined to be a Department of Homeland Security. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enter into a world unseen on Ravenstar's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael G. on Revolution Radio, and we are continuing. And Mike, I'm going to continue to read the declaration affidavit deposition that's one of many that we're putting together with different whistleblowers and intelligence analysts, cryptologists, military people that have worked in these areas. This is something that people need to support Revolution Radio for in order to keep this sort of material flowing. This is a direct attack into the heart of the deep state. This is exposure of crimes and traitors who must be prosecuted, and it is in pursuit of the president's survival, the political survival, and the American survival, because if President Trump goes down, the whole country goes down to into a toilet Coriolis of communism. So I would encourage people to donate in prayer and financially donate if they can to support Revolution Radio. Mike, I'm going to continue reading this so we get it all in case we have to get called out again. So I finished up with a statement. The hacker was determined to be a Department of Homeland Security employee with a DHS IP address. That's very important. That's a traitor. That's someone that should be prosecuted, and indeed, hopefully it will be. The cipher key for trapdoor was always in the hand of DHS-IC, that means Department of Homeland Security Intelligence Committee persons, that Brennan had appointed. It is key to understand that block allocation is not a manual keystroke. It is the block adjustment of the vote. The code self-adjusts to allow the script to run to provide the results of the election that have been pre-programmed. No block adjustment was done during the window of the 2016 election. In 2016, Georgia had complained that someone, quote, hacked, unquote, their systems. They claimed Russian hackers. I believe the Department of Homeland Security IP that was discovered was a non-attribution method used to mitigate physical disruptions of either cipher key deployment that had previously failed. Therefore, I am certain that the master key holder was physically in Georgia if a port of entry flag where DHS entered into the election network in Georgia was there. So that's important because you will recall these claims of Russian hackers, and it's all nonsense. This has all been agency and internal U.S. United Kingdom Mossad technology that allows for the manipulation of computer footprints to pretend to give the illusion that it's from Russia when in fact it was not. Continuing on, if you find the IP and the address that the DHS hacked within Georgia elections to look for Russians, you can find current actor of such actions. Considerations. I have personal knowledge that Richard Pilger, P-I-L-G-U-R, the head of election crimes
at the Department of Justice at that time had been briefed of the software deployment in 2012 to 2020. He was also briefed on the failure in 2016 and sought to find who physically disrupted Brennan's operation. Pilger knew the elections were fixed. He was on the call in the fall of 2012 discussing mitigation achieved or on ready. So that's an astoundingly important statement that Richard Pilger, the head of election crimes at the Department of Justice, knew at the time that this software and these treasonous activities were being conducted.
Trump just removed that guy, that traitor, yes, from office. Go ahead.
That's why. Thank you. That's exactly why, Mike. We're right in the middle of this storm. That's exactly why, and I can't say much more about it, but I want it on the record so should anything happen, Revolution Radio gets this out to people. Key points. Cipher key holders are within the agency, and Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, CISA, no block allocation in 2016 was observed. Observations. The 2020 election seemed to have stalled all election machines at the same time, as Cipher Key must have originated from one point and pinged off each state. This infers that the master key was used for block allocation and that the operation may have stalled counting to communicate with on-the-ground persons to help and advise physical mitigations to be deployed in case of an audit, i.e., was block allocation of 100,000 votes adjusted by the script? The plan of mitigation, if the algorithm fails due to overwhelming contrary votes and the algorithm self-adjusts to block allocate the votes needed to ensure the predetermined results, is to call point of contact in polling locations that have volumes to match. It is then advised to divvy the amount of physical evidence that will be needed to cover the predetermined vote fix once elections are certified in case of audit. They are instructed to create physical evidence, then to resume counting. This is why the creation of physical ballots is found. Call logs of individuals at locations will confirm this information. That is how we monitored those mitigating for us outside the continental United States. This is the same operation that had run in two countries where Obama helped usher in elections, in Fallujah, Iraq, in Ukraine, and others. This can be established with reference to the 2014 Ukraine aid package. Brennan used federal taxpayer money to help contract out the fine-tuning of core software upon which all election machines run. This is not a Dominion software issue only, as both Chinese Communist parties and Pakistani Islamic security intelligence professionals were involved. When I arrived approximately 12 days ago, I asked for a collection of routers from non-contested states in order to SIP and locate the IP access point. All 50 states and territories all connect to one location that gives a portal into the script parking. The actions so far that I have witnessed indicate an active coup, as in coup d'etat. We would have found who, what, and where already if this was done. Signed in Washington, D.C. this 25th day of November, and I won't mention any names, only that this person was a private contractor for over 20 years with corporations that contract with the government within the continental United States and outside the U.S. It's a very powerful affidavit and declaration. And I won't get into the next one, but, you know, I wanted to give our analyst a chance to comment and add to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so over the last few months, I've been watching organizations of many aspects of society, you know, of the progressive side, organize what they refer to as Trump pulling a coup. The narrative has been set in stone, And we've been able to kind of muck what they've been trying to do up successfully, it seems, because they have kind of backed off now somewhat into organizing. But the whole idea is to say when Trump contests this election, he is pulling a coup, and then to set forth to shut down the country with unions, to have activists in the street, have anarchists flanking what the activists are doing. And it's all modeled off the Spanish Civil War. Now, I know a lot of people aren't fans of AOC. I'm going to put a bomb into what AOC is about and is. In 2008 and 2009, Ban Ki-moon stood in front of the World Economic Forum and talked about a global Green New Deal. 10 years later, AOC comes out, and before she's even elected, she puts together a select committee on the Green New Deal with the Sunrise Movement, whipping the vote for that and getting people on board. It wasn't successful, but if people will just Google UTAD financing a global Green New Deal, you'll find out their entire plans to put the planet in a global Keynesian economic system and to restructure. The Great Reset's just an abstract concept. They actually told us everything they are going to do. It's in that document, financing a global Green New Deal.
So there you go, Mike. I'll let you ask any questions you want and add anything you want. It's an astounding world we've kind of stepped into, and there's a lot of smart people. There's a lot of military people. We've been moved from hotel to hotel to hotel because there's a lot of bad guys that have been breaking into our rooms and looking for computers and looking for affidavits such as this. So we've been on constant countermeasures, but we've also wanted to restrain ourselves to make sure that this and many, many other things are able to get out to our various legal teams before. So what I'm disclosing now and sharing with you now is just kind of the tip of the iceberg, but it's in the right hands, and it's important to understand this was a coup d'etat. This was a manipulation of the elections by people like Morrell, by people like Panetta, by people like Hayden, by people in the military-industrial complex, by people like General Jones of Dynology, and others that may not have realized they were engaged in inventing systems to undermine the election. But Brennan, John Brennan, really should be one of the first people to be executed for treason after he's dragged through the streets naked and hung by his ankles, because this man's fingerprints are all over this corruption. And people have a reason to hate him just by looking at his face. So there's more to come. And it's all coming out, but people need to pray for the president. They should be helping donate and spread this out. They should certainly download this link and share it because this needs to get out. This information is key, and the whistleblowers are coming from all points. I'll also add this: the AFL-CIO, a labor union, has been undermining its own workers in states around the country, because they have been involved with a massive conspiracy to roll out a five-phase program to undermine the election, undermine Trump, engage in information operations, get Black Lives Matter and Antifa and Sunrise and these troublemaking hoodlums who have got too much Adderall on their system to go out there and cause chaos and disrupt cities and with blowhorns and stuff. This is all a protracted take-it-to-the-streets agenda. They are going to be taking it to the streets between December 8th and January 20th. You're going to see major, major hostilities and problems. You're also going to see the Democrats try and shut down the society. And that's another thing. People really need to get out and refuse to be locked down, refuse to obey any of these false unconstitutional orders that have no power of law. And be prepared to defend themselves, their family, their property, because we are very rapidly seemingly closing in on what some would call a potential uprising, civil war, guerrilla war. You know, we'll see where it goes. But our job is to present the analysis of these things and present things for POTUS to act on. So I'll hand it back to you, Michael J., and let you continue. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. I thank God for both of you in this team and these teams you're involved with, because people must understand that this political situation, this civil unrest, all of it has a root in spiritual conflict. We are in a spiritual battle. We are watching people that have absolutely no functioning conscience, who believe that if they can get away with it, that that's the evidence of their superiority, even if they're lying, stealing, threatening, or even putting people to death. These people are very much in the grip of a demonic, satanic, antichrist, atheistic evil. There is a lot of this being exposed. The AFL-CIO has always been involved in communism, and at the root of a lot of these movements in the military and the police, at the root of that is a very demonic cult called Freemasonry. And many people involved in this cult don't understand it, but they still allow themselves to be seduced into one oath after another as they're promised a greater access to whatever, which with each degree in their Masonic quest for the truth. And yet this is an antichrist cult, and many people that are involved in these organizations are Masons. The Masons were involved in the Bolshevik Revolution. The Masons were involved in turning China into Red China. The Masons were involved in these different revolutions in Europe and South and Central America. And we need to understand that these are individual people, but when they get together, when they get in agreement, when they start taking orders where there is no moral boundary, there are no moral constraints, they are just part of this movement. Essentially, they're identified with the group, the mob, this cult that has no accountability, because essentially they believe, because of their oaths and their secret knowledge, they believe they're not really like all the other Americans that are out there that are not the Masons, that are essentially just, you know, working and praying and doing what's right. These people have a higher agenda because they're caught in a strong delusion of spiritual deception. And so this whole thing that we're looking at is about individuals. Some of us have been learning, we've been taught by the Holy Spirit how to pray. We are being instructed by God. We're being shown to pray in a way where we're taking authority over strongholds of wickedness and deception, these works of darkness, because most of this stuff doesn't happen out in the open. All their preparation is happening for the most part below the surface. And then they come out with it, and it's like this, you know, something is birthed, something evil is birthed into the public arena, into the body politic. But essentially, this is actually an expression of a demonic evil. And so this is why I believe you guys and all these groups that are being raised up are the evidence of God answering prayer. We are a spiritual nation. Many of us understand the roots of godliness and true Christianity in this movement. But you can hear people like Pelosi and other people declare that they are good Catholics. Well, if that's their religion, and by the way, the Jesuits run the Freemasons at the highest levels, this kind of cult of Lucifer out of Rome, a cult that has murdered more true Christians throughout history than any other group. This is something where people can say they're a Catholic or they're a Jew or whatever, but if they are functionally antichrist, they hate the truth. That is, not only they hate the truth that gets in their way, but they hate the concept of truth, the spirit of truth, because they're alienated from the living God. They have not been born again by the Spirit. And I'm declaring that most of the true patriots I know belong to the Lord. They have accepted and declared that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And you know, Scott, it was God that sent you to Washington in 1998. It was God that had men pray for you, God that had men make provision and give you a certain amount of money. And you went to Washington by faith and you joined in the battle. And when they found out, that is the people around you found out you were not going to go along with their atheistic program, you suffered. You suffered their wrath and their deception and their treachery, and they tried to destroy your life. So I'm persuaded many people in the Patriot movement have paid a price. They've understood what it means to be censored or rejected or thrown out of a job or, you know, other things like that. So I'm very grateful that you guys are standing in the gap. Go ahead.
Yes, all that, you know, all these great – all this organization of evil is happening, but I'm going to give some your listeners something to unpack to discover even more. As you said, this cult out of Rome, the Club of Rome, read their book, The First Global Revolution. They talk about their plan for global governance. Global governance is the term, because we keep searching for global government, and they don't call it that, but there's talks in the United Nations about global governance. And it's worse than we even know, because we already have mayors in our cities signed up for what's called sub-climate governance, sub-national climate governance. That's a term you can Google. You read the papers, you can see the conferences, and see all the big names on there. Sub-national climate governance, and it's all happening at the city planning levels. New York City has never pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and they've already had their own Agenda 2050 roadmap for what they're doing. If you look at the C40 conference, these are all the mayors, the global mayors conference, which had AOC headlining. These are all the mayors who have decided to pull out of the United States and participate in global governance.
Mike, let me read another part of an affidavit.
Well, that's incredible what he just said, Scott. The reality is we're talking treason and insurrection here. And because of this work you guys are doing, you're shining a light on their treachery. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. By far, this is extraordinarily important. And again, I hope people will take this link and share it, and certainly support Revolution Radio to continue the work. I want to read part of this affidavit, just part of it. This comes from Patrick Berge, who was the PSYOP guy and it really designed the shadow net and such. And he has written an affidavit extensively exposing criminal activity at the highest levels of the military-industrial complex and certain government agencies. And I've met Patrick. I think he's a very smart guy. PSYOP guy. I mean, we've had some very, very interesting, fun conversations. But his affidavit reads, in part, evidence also strongly suggests Dynology Corporation et al., along with Paul Manafort, Rick Davis, owners of 3EDC, a micro-targeted social media service, used Department of Defense psychological warfare weapons developed using taxpayer-appropriated funds against unsanctioned targets in U.S. and Ukrainian election influence operations in 2008, 2010, 2014, and 2016. Specifically, the presidential campaign of Senator John McCain, which Dynology was the IT provider for in Senator McCain's 2008 primary race before 3EDC took over post-primary. See Exhibit 5. In 2014, Mr. Berge noticed subtle signs similar to the social media psychological warfare weapon he developed for the Department of Defense in 2008 for Dynology being used to influence the Michael Brown riots. Mr. Berge's colleague in South Korea, Justin Losh, L-O-S-H, confirmed the operation Mr. Berge had suspected was in the Ukrainian region using a trace routing application. Dynology kept the intellectual property rights after the 2008 Iraq contract ended and then sold it commercially under the trademark name of ShadowNet, quote-unquote, and iSci, quote-unquote. Exhibit 6, the military nomenclature of the social media psychological warfare capabilities is interactive internet activities, and we won another IIA contract supporting the JMISC for CENTCOM at MacDill in Tampa. Now, Mike, you know me. I worked at the JMISC in MacDill in Tampa. I was part of these operations. I was part of this entire internal mechanism. And it's by the grace of God that we're all coming out and pulling the intestines of this Leviathan out with us as we've been digested by it. So there definitely is a miraculous synergy with all of us coming together. Continuing on, the fourth psychological operations group, we had developed the weapon started over from scratch when we, Dynology, left. The new company that replaced Dynology on the Iraq contract didn't even know they needed a ShadowNet capability, database non-attributable fabricated personas collaboration portal. They had an immediate and detrimental impact on the mission of the 4th Psychological Operations Group in Iraq. And I might add, my boss at Booz Allen Hamilton was the commander of the 4th Psychological Operations Group, Colonel Jones. So I'm gonna stop there and let you comment. Go ahead.
Well, we've got 1 minute to break, and the Word of God says there's nothing covered that won't be revealed, nothing hidden that won't be made known. Every one of us is individual people, given our existence, given our being by the Almighty God. Every one of us is being weighed in God's scales.
Mike,
what
I've
is
got
it
to
that
run.
Holds us
I've got,
down?
I've got to run. I've just been called into another meeting.
Okay,
but
brother.
I got to run. So,
God bless you guys.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Scott Bennett, thrown in prison because ostensibly he filled out a housing form incorrectly. No, he wasn't going along with the program run by Dove Zakheim and run by the people that were financing the terrorists against American troops and against innocent civilians in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Yemen, in Mogadishu. The reality is our nation is filled with people who have sold themselves in the sight of the Lord to do evil. We'll be right back.
From this day to that, for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6 verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hi, this is Michael J. This is Shell Games. Our host, Scott Bennett, was on the last hour, our co-host, and he had an unidentified friend with him, someone who is also operating in shining a light on the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, I want to say that because of the collusion of our mainstream media, because of the infection of our teacher colleges and our universities, because of the profound spiritual deception that was part of this intellectual dishonesty, this people sowing doctrines of demons in our seminaries and our Bible colleges, they have created generations of preachers that don't even know the Lord. They know about God. They have an intellectual perception. They have things. They have been promoting doctrines that are not biblical. This is why you have people that are powerless and filled with fear. I call it powerless cowardice. They are filled with fear. They fear men more than they fear the Lord. They are ensnared by a desire, an addiction to the approval of men. Why? Because they need to have people support their 501c3 not-for-profit religious corporation. They're not praying for the ministry of God in the body of Christ that is actually sustained by the Lord. No, they're sustaining something that looks like the body of Christ. It looks like God's people, but don't try to confront them with any truth with respect to what the Bible says about supporting an antichrist government, because they will get rid of you. You will be designated as a troublemaker, someone in rebellion. They don't want to be questioned about why they placed God's people into a corporation so that they could have business meetings, so that they could have a roll call, or so that they could have people, you know, notice that they're there as part of their corporation, so that they could be what? Given permission by an antichrist government to serve God? When did that ever make sense? We serve God with or without the permission of an antichrist government. That's biblical. The Lord said those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Many people walked out of these big box churches or these small churches with these false pastors who walk in a politically correct cowardice because they don't want to offend any of their essentially what? They're functional atheists. They don't live like there is a God. They're not walking and talking in the fear of God. They're not concerned about politics. They'll say, oh, no, we don't need politics. We just want to talk about the Bible. The Bible is all about politics. It's called the kingdom of heaven. It's called the kingdom of God. The word of God says, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You can't support an antichrist policy of child sacrifice and call it a woman's choice and be walking in the light with the living God. You're in darkness even now, if that's what you think is reality, that we can't talk about the murder of people made in the image of God. Are you crazy or just a coward? The issue is this whole nation is filled with areas of deception. These deceptions are coming in at multiple levels. Our media is deceived. Our entertainment industry, our medical industry, our educational industry. All of these areas are filled with lies, dominated by legal fiction corporations that is artificial persons that have no soul. Did you ever meet Mr. Amazon or Mr. Exxon, Mr. Sears Roebuck? No, these are corporations. I think Sears has gone the way of the dinosaurs. And the reality is all of these corporations develop what's called corporate policy. And if you go against corporate policy, even if you're promoting the laws of God, the Almighty God, you know, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, honor your father and mother, you shall not murder. What are these war industry corporations all about? Raytheon and Boeing. What are they all about? They're all about developing higher and higher technologies of very efficient, horrifically efficient mass murder. This is America's gift to the world because we're into arms sales. I believe in personal protection. I believe in an unalienable right of self-defense. But these people are monsters walking around pretending to be Americans, good patriotic Americans. So all of these multiple vectors of wickedness, deception, strong delusions that take people away in promoting what? What are they promoting? These people that are infected with the Trump, what was that? Trump syndrome? Brother, I'm sorry, I can't.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Derangement, right. TRS. TDS. That's Trump right. Derangement syndrome. These people are promoting things like this Green New Deal, which will shut down every small business, will take away all of your cars that operate on fuel. It will. It's designed to get people out of the country where they can be self-sufficient and into cities, into what's called a smart home, stack and pack smart homes where every room in your house is monitored and you are irradiated with 5G, and then they can, you know, turn up the 5G and give you COVID-19. Let me remind you, COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID, COVID. Certificate of Vaccination ID. They've been promoting this COVID, and I don't care what they say because they use double meanings all the time. They've been promoting this ID with respect to vaccines for a long time, and it's at the highest levels of government. Here's an article by someone named Whitney Webb. Cyber war declared in U.S. and U.K. to quash vaccine hesitancy. And now isn't that just a gentle term? That people are hesitant to allow themselves to be infected by deadly toxins and RNA transformations and nanotech tracking systems. Yeah, we're hesitant. Oh, thank you for attributing to us a gentleness about our hesitancy, you lying idiots. We're not hesitant. We absolutely forbid it and reject it. We want to stick all these needles, 100 of them, in the neck of each person who wants to infect us with it. We wouldn't hesitate if we understood that this is biological and chemical warfare, that you're a bunch of lying, murderous bastards. Oh, yeah, some of us are understanding that. We're not hesitant, you lying monster. As nations prepare for mass inoculations, don't worry. I got triggered because I'm a select fire weapon. I've got safe, single fire, and full auto. Praise God. Going on. This was dated 26 November 2020. You can find it on the blog for James Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R. James Fetzer. There's a blog. Go to his blog. Whitney Webb, in just the past week, the national security states of the U.S. and U.K. have discreetly let it be known that the cyber tools and online tactics previously designed for use in post-9/11 war on terror are now being repurposed to use against information sources promoting vaccine hesitancy. And information revealed related rather to COVID-19 that runs counter to their state narratives. That's right. They're going to war against truth tellers, whistleblowers, and people infected with vaccine hesitancy. How do you do that? Well, you can be infected with the truth as well as you can be infected with lies. People that love the truth will understand things like the Nuremberg protocols, absolutely forbidding people to be experimented on without their express permission with respect to medical procedures. And that's what this is, by the way. A new cyber offensive was launched on Monday by the UK's Signal Intelligence Agency, Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, which seeks to target websites that publish content deemed to be propaganda that raises concerns regarding state-sponsored COVID-19 vaccine development and the multinational pharmaceutical corporations involved. Similar efforts are underway in the U.S., with the U.S. military recently funding a CIA-backed firm stuffed with former counterterrorism officials who were behind the occupation of Iraq and the rise of the so-called Islamic State to develop an algorithm, an AI algorithm aimed specifically at new websites promoting suspected disinformation related to the COVID-19 crisis and the U.S. military-led COVID-19 vaccination effort known as Operation Warp Speed. You can still, I believe, get information on the internet about the contents of these vaccines that experts have been showing. Experts have been showing, yes, they've been deplatformed, but they've been showing that this can actually change your DNA, that this can actually set you up to have nanotech machines inside your body building different kinds of structures that they can use as they're mapping your body with your personal electronic devices. They're mapping your body because your cell phone, especially your smartphones, are, they are biological input devices. That is, biological feedback devices that experts have said are able to actually track your electromagnetic aura. They're able to get a picture of that because this device is a sensor, and it sends the information so that they can develop an electromagnetic picture, structure of your inner and outer electrical aura. Why? Well, this is one of the highest forms of identification. Nobody has the same aura. But also, this is about developing something that can measure your electrical field inside your brain with respect to stimulus and response. Like when you see Michael J. get triggered. Oh my goodness. The electrical response identified in that instant, in that activity, is going to be different from when I'm worshiping God. My phone listens to me worship God and pray in the Holy Ghost. It's on all the time, even when I have it turned off. The reality is we're being monitored by AIs in every part of our life right now. The convenience is wonderful. You don't have to carry around a 9-foot phone booth in your back pocket and stuff it with quarters like we did when I was growing up. No, you just, we practically got something that, was a marvel when we were watching, reading Dick Tracy in our comic books in the Sunday newspapers and looking at his wrist radio. He had a wrist radio. Now we've got practically a television station in our hand, and it's two-way if you have stuff like FaceTime. Two-way to another side of this flat earth. Yeah, I'm not into the globe anymore. God delivered me with the truth. He showed me, no, we're not on a spinning globe going at 1,100 miles an hour at the equator because there's no evidence that we're spinning. If there was, planes just going 500 miles an hour, all they would need to do is ascend and wait while 600 miles an hour travels beneath us. Because you can't tell me that gravity is affecting every single molecule in the air and dragging everything along with it. No. Why? Well, for one thing, it's not moving. This flat earth is not moving. Never has been. It's on foundations. If you can receive what God is sharing with you, the flat earth is one of the most massive psychological operations designed to promote atheism and, that doctrine that it's a theory of evolution that they teach as doctrine. No, we didn't evolve. We had people smarter than us who were part of that first group, really close to the initial man who was created in the image of God. We had, prior to the flood, we had flying machines, nuclear energy, technology we can't duplicate now. We had all of that stuff prior to the flood. You want to read an amazing book? Read the book Dead Men's Secrets by Jonathan Gray, where he's showing that our so-called museums, their biggest job is to find these technologies that were buried in whatever or in caves and hide them from the people. Just like that movie, Traitors of the Lost Ark, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, they put it in a box and shoved it inside a big warehouse, right? Yeah, that's what these guys do. They don't want you to know we had flying machines. They don't want you to know that people in the past were openly trafficking with fallen angels and their children, that we had giants. Some of them were huge. Go on YouTube and look up giant skeletons. Some of them had, heads as big as a Volkswagen bus. That's right. They were big. And the reality is those giants and those Nephilim seed-line people are still interacting with people today in the form of disembodied spirits. They are the demons, the unclean spirits. And there were millions of them. That's right, in the earth. And when they were killed, they didn't go where the spirits of men went, the souls of men, no. And they didn't go where the fallen angels went, according to Peter and other places, and Jude, that are locked up in chains underneath great rocks below the earth waiting for the day of judgment. Why? Because angels are eternal beings. And they fell. And they had sex with women. And the reality is they produce these giants in Nephilim seed line that many of these Nephilim seed line groups right now are masquerading as aliens and as Nordics and as Greys and as reptilians. This is real. But the issue is, how long can people remain ignorant about what evil has done throughout the history of man after we fell? I want to encourage believers. I'm talking to believers that have ears to hear that the reality of our calling on the name of the Lord and being saved is not just about the salvation of our soul. It's about watching our lives be redeemed in all the different areas of our lives. We can experience God helping us. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. And America is in trouble. But every one of us as individuals is in trouble. Every one of our families is at risk. We've been encouraging President Trump to find the support he needs, and yet he's surrounded by traitors. If he wasn't, I believe President Trump would have started to shut down the FEMA camps. He would have gotten rid of Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security, and those pedophiles that run via the airport scanning systems and molest people for a living. He would have shut that down. Other nations don't have it. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've ever found one Islamic terrorist in any of these scans, but they will check out whether or not grandma has a urine bag in her wheelchair. And the Islamists were not, they were given a religious pass. They were allowed to go through, so they didn't have to be scanned. So they couldn't be looked at and seen their naked body in these 5G millimeter wave scanners that probably cause people to have the symptoms of the virus called COVID-19. We're in trouble, people. We have got people that have been given over because they've been seduced into having a position or being able to lie in strategic situations. Now, they start out small, right? Got a lot of people that are criminals, okay? I watched a lot of things in 2015, not the least of which was, you know, the development of an exercise called Jade Helm 2015. And there's an article that I was shown. It was part of a book, America, the Battlefield, by Timothy A. Pope. And it talks about the police militarization in America as they've been planning for the huge economic destruction of America so that there would be riots and that there would be open riots and destruction in our cities in America. And in the last hour, we heard about their plans. We heard about their plans to use the unions and to shut down businesses and the possibility, if you're following along, of breaking the food chain so people will be hungry and they'll be willing to get on a bus or get in the back of a truck to be taken to a place where they can get taken care of. But guess what? You go to a place like that, they're going to check and see if you have a certificate of vaccination ID before you get to eat. You know, the United States announced a world police force in May 15, 2015. That was under Obama. Now, on July 10th, 2012, this man published a blog entitled Civil Disturbance Operations, in which I exposed a leaked 2005 U.S. Army Military Police Training Manual for Civil Disturbance outlining how military assets are to be used domestically in the aftermath of an economic collapse or another national emergency to quell riots, confiscate firearms, and even kill Americans on U.S. soil during mass civil unrest. The reality is here's a treasonous bastard, Ray Odierno, general. Scott Bennett knows this guy. He gave a report to this man. But Ray Odierno is one of those public serpent military guys who sold himself. We need to pray for these people. We need to forgive them. But the reality is these people get paid to plan for the destruction of our American culture, our American society, and our unalienable rights. General Ray Odierno, Chief of Staff, U.S. Army, quoted in an article May, June 2012 of the Council on Foreign Relations, official journal, Foreign Affairs, entitled The U.S. Army in Time of Transition, Building a Flexible Force, which proposes using the Army to plan and carry out domestic law enforcement missions in the United States. This doesn't mean they're just going to use like infantry walking down the street. This is the military. They've got drones that are carrying Hellfire missiles. They've got helicopter gunships. They've got these huge vehicles right now that are totally impervious to small arms fire. They've got tanks. They've got whatever they need, including, you know, bombers, including the AC-130, what is it, G now or higher? With all sorts of firepower, where they go around in a big circle at night. These people don't like to hang out in the day because they're creatures of darkness, don't you know? Where appropriate, we will also dedicate active duty forces, especially those with niche skills and equipment, to provide civilian officials, you know, the treasonist, communist, demonic rat party civil officials, with a robust set of reliable and rapid response options. Doesn't that sound efficient? This is Michael J. We'll be right back for the last half hour.
Everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio, at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Revolution, Revolution Radio. Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This is Michael J. on Shell Games. Going on from portions of this article called America, the Battlefield. America still has a beachhead of globalist wickedness in New York City on land granted by the globalist mass murdering traitors, the Rockefellers, who were in league with the Nazis all during World War II in a chemical combine, an arms combine called IG Farben. They were fined after the war. Why? Well, because the people that were running the war at the highest levels, the people that made sure they murdered George S. Patton before he could come back and tell the American people about the treason our military committed, Rockefeller gave them the land to build the UN on, and people believe the UN is there to provide for peace, you know. Now, United States Department, State Department publication 7277, Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament of in a Peaceful World, 1961. This was revealed. This is their hidden doctrine. It's still in a place to be enforced by the UN. The progressive reduction of war-making capabilities of nations and the simultaneous strengthening of international institutions to settle disputes and maintain the peace. Reality is that places like California have been calling on the UN to find out whether or not they would come in and help California secede or help quell any civilian objections to their treason. The nephew of Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, is a traitor. He's in the pocket of the Chinese. As a matter of fact, so much he gave them hundreds of millions of dollars. What's that about? Well, these things are coming out. These things are being revealed. And we're going to find out what these things are about now or, you know, before the throne of God. But let me point out that America right now is still being weighed in the balance, just like each one of us are being weighed in the balance. And you want the truth of God's favor in your life. You want to be able to call on the living God and have him help you. because he will guide you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will deliver you in the valley of the shadow of death. That's the testimony of many, many millions of people throughout the ages, that God delivers us from evil. But if you're a functional atheist and you don't believe in God, you need to understand that whether or not you believe in God is secondary to the fact that your life is being set up to be run by people who not only don't believe in God, they believe in the right to do whatever they want to other people as long as they're carrying the guns. So as far as I'm concerned, you should call on the name of the Lord. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Resist the devil and he will flee. God, seek the Lord, it says, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. God is talking to people in America right now. He's talking to me all the time, 24/7. He's revealing himself to me to encourage me, to encourage you. He is here for you. He is here for you. Ask for him to reveal himself and give you the grace you need to accept him by the gifts of faith he gives us. We're saved by grace through faith, but that doesn't come from us. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you don't have faith, you can't believe in God. Not in a way that's viable. I mean, the devils believe in God and they tremble. The reality is unbelief is, you know, unbelief in places like hell or the lake of fire, that won't save you from hell and the lake of fire just because you don't believe it's there. Hell is filled with billions of people right now who did not believe in hell. They don't need any faith anymore. They're in it. And the people that developed the UN were atheistic, antichrist, demonized people who believed in having power over others. And that's what's going on here. The people that you hear boasting about making lists of Trump supporters, these are vindictive people. They're not praying for their enemies. They're not seeking good for those that are resisting their corruption. No, they want to get rid of them. A Bernie supporter couldn't hardly wait to get us in the FEMA camps, separate the men from the women and children, and then separate the children from the women so they could have their way with them. Didn't Hillary Clinton say it's all for the children? Was she talking about the ones that she has raped, skinned alive, eaten their flesh and drank their blood? Were those the children or the ones that came out of Haiti when they set up these different systems to take the children away and sell them so that their organs could be harvested? And they did the same in the Ukraine. They did the same in Syria. Turkey was involved. There was a UN report that said 18,000 children were stolen from the people in Syria and then sold into sex slavery or had their organs harvested by Erdogan, that sociopathic, devil-worshipping bastard who thinks he's a world leader. This is a spiritual war, and our enemies are filled with evil. They're filled with the evil spirits that were around, created by the hybrid abominations of people who had sex with Nephilim seed line men and women, but their children were not men. That is, they didn't come from mankind. They were a hybrid abomination, and they were inhabiting the earth, and the earth was so filled with corruption and evil that God said, I'm going to destroy the world with a flood, and he saved 8 people only. It's real. As a matter of fact, Turkey has, they found the ark on more than one occasion when it wasn't covered with snow and ice. It's up there in the mountains near Ararat. Still there. Hallelujah. So, he goes on. Now, before you go spouting off about how the United Nations as an organization of international peace, let it go on the record again that who they appoint as their leaders. For example, I give you the Soviet revolutionary Maxim Maximovich Litvinov, who was Joseph Stalin's commissar for foreign affairs from 1930 to 1939 and was appointed member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the USSR in 1935. William Guy Carr wrote of Litvinov in his book Pawns in the Game on page 104. His ability as an assassin, receiver of stolen money, spy, international gangster, and leader of revolutionary efforts in several countries was acclaimed by the nations of the world when he was appointed president of the Council of the United Nations. And remember, the Charter of the United Nations was penned by convicted Soviet spy Alger Hiss, and as I often cite in its incredible importance, socialist revolutionary Karl Marx declared on behalf of international conspirators that the meaning of peace is the absence of opposition to socialism. Isn't this what we're seeing? They want a socialist paradise, which means that when you make money, we get to tell you how you spend it, and we have first dibs at it. We get to tell you that we can give this to people that we're bringing in illegally into your country. We're going to take your money from you out of your wages, which is, by the way, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to the ruling of the Supreme Court. And they ignore it because the lower courts are run by Antichrist Freemasons, Antichrist Lucifer worshipers, and Antichrist Zionists, Bolsheviks, who hate Christian liberty and justice. All they want is, by the love of money, all they want is more power. We've got a few minutes now, less than 20, less than 15, really. 540-352-4452. If there are people out there that have ideas about how people can stand in the gap, if there are people out here that can hear this program and want to encourage and exhort people to stand up for this nation now, because if you don't stand up now, like somebody said, if you don't stand together now, we're going to hang separately. If you don't understand what's going on and you think that just getting Trump in the White House is going to be all that you need to do, you're mistaken. These people are organizing, especially because they know Trump actually won the election by a landslide. They are organizing to bring chaos and destruction into this nation, and only the living God can deliver us from the kind of evil they're planning for America in what's happening, what's coming now. What's coming down? Well, these people do the work of their father, the devil. He comes to murder and steal and destroy. Isn't that what these demonic rat sociopaths are doing? These Antifa, BLM, murdering sociopaths and child rapists? Isn't that what they do? Are you praying? Are you asking God to deliver you from evil? Are you asking God to help you to understand what you need to do in preparing for what's coming on America? If you're not, well, you know, my mom used to say, no sense, no feeling. The reality, if you don't see what's going on, if your eyes are closed to the truth, if you don't think this has anything to do with you, or if you think there's nothing you can do, you're deceiving yourself. Call on God. The Word of God says, with men, these things are impossible. But with our God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. I remember God delivered me from the same typhoon twice in 2 days. The typhoon was coming north. I was in Vietnam in a place called Chu Lai. I'd been on guard duty in a big tower overlooking a guard tower overlooking an airport in Chu Lai, and it was October, and a typhoon was heading like to the north, west, and I left, got on a C-130, and landed in Da Nang, and the typhoon hit shortly after that, and a lot of people in my unit died because the typhoon blew over the guard towers and they were killed. So I landed in Da Nang, and I was going to sleep that night, and all of a sudden the wind came. And by the way, nobody was telling us a typhoon was coming. But the wind came, and it was really, really, it was getting really loud. I was in a hooch with screens all around it, and we were, you know, on these pilings. You know, hooches were built on pilings so that, and it was on the side of a hill so that the water would go underneath the water would go underneath the hooch, and the wind was going and rain was going sideways through these screens, in one screen and out the other. And all of a sudden, one of the corners of this hooch, which was corrugated steel, started lifting up and going wang, wang, wang. So I was really exhausted. So I threw a mattress on the floor, and then I pulled the mattress over the top of me, and I went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning, and I was still there. Praise God. The hooch was still there. And I walk out in front of this hooch and look up the hill, and there was this big brick building that was on these pilings, a big brick non-commissioned officers club where the NCOs would go to drink. And it was blown over towards me on its side off the pilings because the wind was coming down towards where I was. And because it hit this house, this brick house, blew it right over this big building, NCO club. It hit that, knocked it over, and then the wind went over the top of my hooch instead of blowing my hooch away. So God delivered me from the same typhoon in 2 days, saved my life because he was directing my steps and ordering my path. And the word of God says, cast all your care on him because he cares for you. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That's right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me in, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and America's in that valley right now, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. You make our cups to overflow. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the rest of the days of our life. And we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Psalm 23. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There were four Psalms God let me read again and again to give me faith to trust him in the jungle in four different combat units. Psalm 23, Psalm 34, Psalm 91, Psalm 139. You say those Psalms out loud and let God talk to you and he will give you faith. And you ask Jesus, the good shepherd, to come into your heart, come into your life, give you eternal life, cleanse you from all sin, and deliver you from evil. The word of God says that I might know God, the Lord, in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings. This life is like a vapor in the morning sun. It's gone. And it really, it's an example, but it's a figure. Because eternity is not like a day. Eternity is an eternal day. It never ends. But for the wicked, those that are in the lake of fire where there is no light at all, total darkness, it's an eternal night of horror and torments and screaming. And I think the screaming the loudest screaming that people will hear are their own screams. So if you have anything you want to share in Christ, give us a call. Got a few minutes maybe? 540-352-4452. My name is Michael J. The Word of God says that God's children defeat Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. Only God can heal us of selfishness and fear. The Word of God says perfect love casts out all fear. The Word of God says he has not given us a spirit of fear leading us back into bondage, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's what God gives you. When you come to him, you let him fill you with his Holy Spirit. He pours his love in our hearts by that Holy Spirit. He gives us a faith that works by love. Hallelujah. That's why I can pray for my enemies. I can pray for all of these fools, all of these traitors, all these people guilty of murder and insurrection. I can pray for all of them. I say, God, have mercy on them. They don't know what they're doing. And Lord, I think many of them do. But have mercy on them. Let your will be done in them. Lord, because the wicked have already been indicted in the courts of heaven. So let your will be done in earth with respect to them as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. But I forgive them. Daily I forgive them. Let your will be done in their lives because these people are darkness. They are treachery. They do the work of their father, the devil, who comes to murder and steal and destroy. Today, who do you serve? Do you serve yourself or God? How can you serve God if you don't even know him? God is real, but you can't serve him if you don't know him. The reality is, he's seeking to save that which is lost. If you don't know the Lord, you are a lost soul. And Jesus comes to seek and save that which is lost. So I'm encouraging you in his name and by his Holy Spirit, call on the name of the Lord. Do it today. Ask God to reveal himself. Tell him you're filled with unbelief. Tell him you don't know if he's real or not. By the way, you can't tell him anything he doesn't already know. His understanding is infinite, but he wants people to humble themselves and ask for his help and confess their sin, because our pride will not allow us to humble ourselves before the one who created all things, the one who made the mountains and the deep ocean trenches, you know. I was amazed when I found out the tallest mountain in the world was the mountain on top of which was the island of Hawaii. You only see a little bit of it, but it is so deep. It's the tallest mountain in the world. God made this whole creation. He placed the sun and the moon and the stars in the firmament. By the way, we've never been to the moon. We can't get outside the firmament. They tried in the 50s and 60s using high-altitude nuclear testing, firing thermonuclear weapons against the firmament, and they couldn't get through. So stop believing the lies. Tell Trump to stop supporting the lying Nazis in NASA. Tell Trump, yeah, you believe in the Space Force for near-Earth orbit, but we're not going to the moon because you can't land there. It's a big light. You can't land on the moon. We're not going to Mars. We're not going, you know, anywhere. Okay? And people that are honest will tell you that. If they have good telescopes, they'll tell you that stars are not suns. No, they're not. They're stars. And they're in the firmament right above us. So what's going to happen? Because the Word of God says we're going to have a new heavens and a new earth. What's going to happen? People that believe in science, which is really a religion of scientism, because you can't tell me that you've had it totally proven to you that we live on a globe that's traveling, you know, around the sun. No, it's a good theory. There's no evidence of it. You feel like you're spinning? Okay? Stop drinking all that coffee. The reality is we're not spinning. I used to fly in the Air Force and see 5A galaxies and whatever. We would never have a problem landing north and south. But if the world was spinning underneath us, we would have had to land at an angle. Hello? You don't land at an angle. Now, if you're going into a contrary wind, some planes can actually turn their wheelbase so that it lands correctly, but most of them don't do that. I think B-52s do. But no, we don't land at an angle. And when I took off from California and went to Delaware or came back, it was the same amount of time in both directions. That would not happen if the Earth was spinning. The North Star has always been Polaris. The North Star and all the stars spinning around it are still there. All the constellations, all of the the group, the 12 houses, the zodiac, all there, the same place. So we're not moving. It's the sun and the moon and the stars that are in the firmament in chapter 1 of Genesis. Read it, starting, I think, in verse 4. He placed the sun, the moon, and the stars in the firmament. The Bible talks about the sun moving across the sky, just like we see. Okay, but we've been given over to believe lies so that we don't even believe what our own eyes are telling us. My name is Michael J. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And God is identifying the enemies by, like the Word of God says, you'll know them by their fruit. The wicked bear evil, poisonous fruit. You can watch them. Chinese traitors or traitors to China, like Gavin Newsom and Dianne Feinstein. These are traitors. And they're not only sinning against Americans, they're sinning against God, because they're supporting regimes and supporting the destruction of this nation contrary to their oath, because these are wicked people. Pray for America. Pray for our president. Ask God to help us, because he is good, and with God all things are possible. This is Michael J. Thanks for joining us. Lord willing, I'll talk to you later on Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Revolution.